Good morning, beloveds. Morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, new mercies. And we just thank you for your presence and your provision. And watch over this word, Lord, motivated, build up and enlighten each and every one of my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. We're doing the last two verses in Psalm 92, and it's verses 14, 15, and we're reading from the Amplified.
Growing in grace, they will still thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. They will flourish and be vital and fresh, rich in trust and love and contentment. They are living memorials to declare that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He's my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful to know, you know, we're growing in grace, and we bear fruits, and we prosper in old age. And so I just think of Caleb and Joshua going into the promised land, and what we can really just see in the spirit. And what is happening in the world is really a separation of those in the world and those that's in the kingdom. Kingdom realities and walking conscious of a living God. And so it's beautiful here just to see we are the living memorials. Just as Jesus was a living a memorial here on earth, showing the beauty and the goodness of a son in obedience to the Father, and he's now died and he's now ruling and reigning and drawing us out of darkness into the kingdom. And that's where we are, in the kingdom, in his leadings. And now he uses us as memorials, as a revelation of his goodness. So it's just so exciting, guys. We in a time like never before, where we've seen darkness roaring, lifting its head. But praise God, when darkness arises, God says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Thick darkness covers it, but you arise and shine, for your light has come. And that's what the Lord is saying to us. There's no retirement. There's no excuse how old we are. We are, as the word says here this morning, he's always renewing us and refreshing us. And that makes me think of Isaiah 40, where the Lord speaks to Isaiah and says, comfort, comfort my people, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. So who's God's people? Those that are in Jerusalem. And is this the natural Jerusalem? No, it's now the new Jerusalem. We've come out of darkness into the kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And he says, speak tenderly to her and cry to her, that her warfare is ended and iniquity is pardoned. Our iniquities has been taken away. So remember, this is prophetic and it's happened in Jesus. And they shall receive from the Lord's hand double for all their sins, all her sins. So what's this double that we've received for sin? You see, in Romans 6 is a beautiful scripture that says that we were once sinners and God has dealt with that. So the first portion of the double is sin has been dealt with once and for all, taken away. And the other portion is we are now servants of righteousness. So the you see, if sin was just taken away and these better things weren't given and these new things and that we could push into, what will happen? You'll just fall back into your sin again. And so that's why he says anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Sin has been dealt with there. And now we, the righteousness of God, we wake up to this greatness of this kingdom and the Lord, our shepherd, and we are led from glory to glory. And in right at the end of that chapter, Isaiah 40, he says comfort, and he talks about the valleys being lifted up and the mountains being brought down. And Isaiah only knows the old understanding of all flesh is as grass. But then the Lord gets him up, shakes him up. He says, no, that's that's been dealt with, sin has been dealt with. And then he goes up, verse 9, he says, go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. So you see, this is Jerusalem and Zion of good news. We've come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. Herald of good news. Lift up, fear, lift it up, your head. Fear not. Say to the cities of praise, Judah, behold your God. Behold your God. Oops. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, look and see. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So we need to know we've come through the gates. We're in the kingdom, and now it's glory to glory. You are faithful with the little, that which belongs to a child, and that is you partaking of the authority of Jesus as a child. And as you're faithful with that, he moves you into sonship and into the very plans that he's got for your life. Amen. Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name is who you really are and the destiny. And so you stick with God, and he leads us, and he leads us into the boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. We have a delightful inheritance, guys. So we're in exciting times. Keep your focus as Joshua and Caleb did, and arise and shine, for your light has come. And the goodness of God is for you, to watch over you, protect you, feed you, nourish you. I love Jeremiah 17. That's what's, I think it's 5 to 8. You've got the curse there, 5. But then you go on to, blessed is he who is tapped into the Lord, and he bears fruit even in famine and in persecution, in the heat. So keep your focus. Know your God is big and big enough, and the price has been paid for mankind, and therefore the price has been paid for you to be everything you were made to be. You now in heavenly places to reflect and reveal heaven on earth in your life and through your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.